Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Let's take a look at news from the world of sports. It didn't take long for the Colchester Lakers to take a lead they would not relinquish in their 2-0 victory over Essex in the girls' Division I high school soccer semifinal playoffs yesterday. Leah Lamothe sent a corner kick into the area just a minute into the start of the game, and Brooke Busca converted that try into the net for a 1-0 Lakers lead. In the second half, it was another corner by Lamothe that eventually found its way to the back of the goal when Madison Finelli put the corner home. Now, the Lakers' next challenge will be trying to topple top-seeded and defending state champions CVU and hand them their first loss in an otherwise perfect 16-0 season. CVU and Colchester will play for the D1 state title Saturday morning at 10 o'clock after CVU's 2-0 victory over South Burlington. The Wolves held the powerful Red Hawks offense without a goal in a scoreless first half, but CVU broke through in the second on a goal by Josie Picor and doubled that lead when Olivia Zabarek polished off a breakaway chance. In Division II girls soccer, an epic battle between U32 and Milton needed two overtimes to decide a winner, and that came off the foot of Milton freshman Emma Warner, who booted the game winner for the Yellow Jackets less than a minute into the second frame of extra time, a golden goal that gave Milton a 2-1 victory and sends them to the D2 state championship game. This is familiar territory for Milton, which has won the last three D2 state crowns. They can make it 4 in a row if they can defeat top-seeded Rice on Saturday morning. Should be a great match between Milton and Rice, the 1 and 2 seeds respectively, who met in last year's final and went to penalty kicks before the Yellow Jackets triumphed. Rice booked their trip to the final by edging out Mount Abraham 2-1. Alex Dosti had the game winner for Rice, converting a pass from Emma Blank early in the second half. Division 3 saw another double overtime thriller that extended the season for the underdog 6th-seeded Virgins Commodores. They'll play for the D3 title thanks to a double overtime winner put home by Emily Rooney for a 2-1 victory over number 2-seeded Oxbow. Avery Barton scored first for Oxbow, but Virgins evened the game on a goal by Sierra McClay in the 69th minute, and that set up Rooney's double overtime winner. The Commodores get a chance for an upset in the D3 state title game against top-seeded Thetford after their shutout of People's Academy. And in Division 4, goals by Maggie McKieran and Maddie Flander gave top-seeded Proctor a 2-1 win over West Rutland. Proctor goes on to face Arlington in the D4 state final after Gillian Calkin scored the only goal of the contest in Arlington's 1-0 victory over Long Trail. Semifinal high school field hockey action as well. In Division 2, Burr and Burton shut out Woodstock 2-0, while in Division 3, Stowe and Missisquoi were knotted at 1 after regulation. They went on to penalty strokes to decide the game, Stowe emerging victorious in the shootout round 3-1. In men's college soccer, UVM suffered a 1-0 shutout loss against UNH in its last regular season contest held at Virtue Field yesterday, Jack Doherty scoring the only goal of the contest for New Hampshire. And in college field hockey, UNH defeated St. Michael's 2-0.